Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining me today. I have a Red Bank Regional Senior, Emma Moriarty. Emma, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll start off first. Season's coming to the end. How do you think the season went?
I think that it's been pretty good considering all the variables with COVID. Like, we've been healthy, and we're so lucky for that. We haven't had to shut down.
Yeah.
A lot of other teams have, and I think that's definitely the most important thing, that we've made it this far healthy.
Yeah, especially being a senior, it must feel good that you were able to complete, you know, the senior year, you know, and not get shut down, you know, like we saw in soccer, or, you know, Middletown, you know, South getting shut down. So, you know, at least you were able to complete that run.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially with your group of, you know, you nice group of seniors there. So it was nice that your group was able to go out, you know, with a bang like that. Now rewind to, you know, the end of last year, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you're in school one day and the next day they're telling you virtual learning. How did you find that adjustment?
It was definitely crazy. At the beginning, everyone was like, what is going on? But I actually adjusted pretty well because for my school, we only had a few meets per week. Mm-hmm. And they just gave us all the assignments at the beginning of the week. So I would get everything done, have like 4 days to just like do nothing kind of. And it was just like really nice to like just be able to spread everything out. So I really liked it.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I said, you know, I know I said it on a few other interviews, but it gives you a good, you know, practice on time management, because when you get to college next year, you know, that's, you know, it's not like high school where everything's so regimented. So, you know, that's good, you know, good step, you know, learning that process a little bit earlier. I had one other question. I forgot what it was. Sorry. Now switching, you know, basketball. How old were you when you started playing basketball?
So I've been playing like recreational basketball since I was really little. So since I was like 5, but so that was just like through my school, my middle school and my elementary school. But I didn't really start playing for real until mid-Monmouth started like travel. And that was like 3rd grade. For Caitlin's dad was my coach, Mr. Dad.
Oh,
he was, yeah. So that's when I started getting into it. I loved him so much. He was like, he taught me how to shoot right and did all of that stuff in like 3rd grade. So me and Caitlin go way back. So that's really good.
That's good. You know, when we talk about your freshman year, I'll bring that, you know, the bonds you form, you know, playing with these kids, you know, the same group for so long. Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
Yeah. So I also played softball and volleyball in middle school. And then Caitlin convinced me to play soccer in 8th grade for the goalie. I was the goalie for 8th grade. So that was funny. But yeah, so I've kind of been all over, and I still am a 3-sport athlete right now. So,
What sport did you play in the fall?
So I played this year. It's like in the spring.
Yeah. Okay. So volleyball. But,
I played lacrosse for the past 3 years too. Not this year, but
yeah. It seems like a lot of girls are starting to play lacrosse, and it's interesting. You know, usually, you know, I know you see a lot of soccer players play lacrosse, but I'm seeing more and more basketball players do it too, which
Megan Murray really for me, because she was like a huge lacrosse player, so she definitely showed that it could be done to play both. It really helps on the defensive end with all her skill set.
Yeah. And, you know, she's, you know, a good person to learn from, you know, multi-sport athlete. You know, she, you know, one of the top multi-sport athletes in the Shore. So what made you fall in love with basketball, where that was your primary sport?
I mean, I just, after I started playing with Caitlin and under that team, Mr. Decker would like help me find, he helped me get experience with other teams. Like, he showed, I went to the Central Jersey Hawks, which is like an AAU team. Actually, a lot of the great players right now with that I face all the time, so I know them. With Caitlin, that was a super good experience for me to have to play on that team when I think it was from like 4th and 5th grade. It was really young. So, you know, once doing that, playing with really good players who, you know, knew, like, have been playing forever, it really made me want to keep playing as much as possible.
Jumping ahead a little bit, who was your coach for the Hawks?
Mr. Cannon.
Okay.
Yeah, Lindsay Cannon's dad. She plays for home.
Yeah. So. And only another multi-sport athlete.
Yeah.
I always ask the players this, you know, I know you you lost your mother right before you started high school. How did that affect you?
I think it really showed me not to take anything for granted and to really just enjoy what we have. So I think the high school, going into high school, knowing that I was going to play basketball, knowing that just have to make the best of the experience no matter what happens, especially because with COVID, you know, like we never expected that. So, you know, it's just important to enjoy whatever we have, really.
Yeah. And that's, you know, a lot when I ask kids about COVID, that's usually the answer, you know, it made them appreciate more. But, you know, you going through something like that, you know, younger, you know, I know it's tough. I've been through it. You know, you already knew that, you know, appreciate every day you have, you know, with your loved ones and whatnot. What has your dad meant to you, you know, being there for you throughout, you know, high school?
He is my biggest supporter, truly. He's been to every game. He was very upset this year that they couldn't, beginning, there was no spectators. I don't think he's played a game until then. He loves coming to see me play. So I'm so thankful for him being there for me all 4 years, even if it's from a screen this year, but.
Yeah, that's, you know, I felt bad, you know, for the seniors. I'm glad that, you know, I mean, what was it, like 2 weeks in, maybe 2.5 weeks in, that they were finally, you know, I always said from the beginning, if you're going to let anybody in, let's get these senior parents in so they can enjoy their, you know, kids, you know, last season in high school. So, you know, I was glad. And I saw Red Bank Regional. They looked like they did a pretty good job on senior night. Was that a good experience?
Yeah, it was just really good. I have such a great bond with all of the seniors individually and together. Like, we're just such a good group. We've played all four years together. And, you know, especially with Caitlin, like it being possibly the last home game with her after we played together for like 9 or 10 years, like that's crazy.
Yeah, that's great. You know, you had such a good relationship with Caitlin. Growing up, who was a role model or somebody that you looked up to? You know, it could be celebrity, could be family, or, you know, friend or whatever.
In the in the basketball world, definitely I was obsessed with UConn from like my whole middle school. Brianna Stewart, Mariah Jefferson, all of them. I actually like met them. We went to see the game, and like I was waiting outside. I literally was crying. I was like, oh my god, like, oh, that was amazing. I think I was seventh grade when I met them, but I just looked up to them so much. They're such great role models.
That's great. I love hearing stories when, you know, I interview kids and, you know, they met somebody, you know, a celebrity of theirs or, you know, a famous athlete. You know, my sister played soccer. I coached, and she got to meet her favorite soccer player at an event at Rutgers from the national team. And, you know, it was the most exciting thing she ever did. So, you know, that's great. You touched on AAU a little bit with the Hawks. And you said Mr. Decker was your first coach. Was Cannon your coach your whole way through the Hawks?
Yeah, so I only played with the Hawks for, I think it was 2 years. And then I moved to Shore Elite with Dawn and Bradley. Dawn, I love Dawn. I have not enough good words to say about her. She's a great coach. And that was probably the best. I stayed with JSC for probably like 4 or 5 years. So it was just overall, like I got so close with a lot of the girls that are on SJV right now, like Emma Berman, Sienna, like all the seniors. I'm pretty close with them. They were there for me when I lost my mom. They showed so much support. They've known me since, you know, forever. So it's just really good to have that bond with people on
the team. That is, and you know the time you spent with, you know, with your team, you know, traveling, you know, those are the memories, you know, you're not going to forget. You know, going to dinners together, staying in the hotels together, you know, some of the best times. Moving into high school, What were some goals you set for yourself? You know, you're a freshman, you're going into, you know, I know it's tough being a freshman, but, you know, playing sports. So what were some of the goals you set that you wanted to achieve in 4 years?
I think I just wanted to show that I was like an experienced player. This wasn't the first time I was picking up basketball. Like, I've been doing this for a long time. And especially since it was JT's first year too, kind of when I was a freshman, like at my school, obviously. Yeah. It was, I feel like we were both, like, he was seeing us for the first time. So it was kind of just a chance to prove myself, especially going into freshman year. And I just wanted to, like, make varsity, which I did, which I'm very happy about that. So,
yeah, that's, you know, it's tough, you know, making varsity as a freshman, no matter, you know, whatever sport it is. So your freshman year, you know, you had a little bit of advantage having such a good friend in Caitlin, you know, being there. But any upperclassmen you were able to go to if you had any questions or, you know, issues?
Yeah, actually, me and Bridget Tobin were pretty close because, again, like, Caitlin lives, like, around the corner from me, and Bridget is family friends with Caitlin, so she would give me rides home all the time. So she's honestly the best. Like, she is such a great role model. She's so dedicated. She also played her first year in college. Like, she played in college. Yeah. Super cool. But her love for the sport really made me want to continue. She's just great.
Anything she was able to teach you that, you know, as, you know, being a leader that you, I usually ask this, you know, when we talk about your senior year, but that you were hoped that you passed down to the underclassmen this year?
I just think that, she really had resilience, and even if we were playing a team like, you know, RBC or anything like that, like, there's always a chance that we could win. And we really played the underdog card really well. And I think that we do that the best when we're the underdog, but Bridget always had hope that we were going to win, and she had faith, and she always put her, you know, which you always should do, you know, always try your complete best no matter who your opponent is. And I think that I definitely learned that from her.
Megan Murray was a junior, right? What was some things you were able to, you know, learn from her?
I mean, especially, like I said before, with the three sport athlete type stuff, she really inspired me because I saw myself in her. Like, I could balance a lot at one time. Also, she's just a crazy defender, and, like, you could take notes from her for all of that, especially in the RBC game when we won. Like, she was definitely key for that. So
you transitioned for me, you know, your sophomore year. Talk that, you know, what it meant being in RBC, because I know I tell a story, you know, I was at a St. Rose game when that game was going on, and I was reading the updates on Twitter and stuff like that. And, like, my jaw was just dropped what was going on. Now, I wasn't as involved as I am now with all the schools. You know, back then it was only basically St. Rose and Manasquan I went to. But how did it feel, you know, upsetting a team, you know, especially, you know, crosstown rivals?
It was honestly the best feeling, definitely the highlight of my 4 years. I think, I mean, like I said before, with the underdog thing, like, we were like, they don't think that we're going to beat them, and we're going to prove them wrong, kind of. And I just think Caitlin had an amazing game. Caitlin went off, and Megan, they couldn't stop Caitlin, but Megan's defense really helped us pull it together. And it was honestly just so much fun. Like, I mean, playing them, I mean, it's just an experience every time. So I think that was just a crazy game. We were so determined.
That's great. I wish I was at that game, because I think the game I was at was not exciting. But yeah, like I was just kept refreshing my Twitter feed every couple seconds. Now the next round you played Manasquan, right? Now,
yeah.
You also took them, you know, I know you girls, you know, fell a little bit short, but I think you only lost by three. And, you know, they were, you know, top four team that year. How was it, you know, you upset RBC, and then you almost were able to upset Squan. How was that?
I think we took the momentum from the RBC game, and we kind of pushed it, helped it, had it help us push us forward. especially the fact that we went to overtime. We really, Megan hit the three to send us into overtime, and that was crazy. But Faith Misonis is such a great player, and I play her a little bit, and she's just amazing, and it's hard to keep her off the board. So I think that, I mean, I think the fact that we got so close just really, it was pretty awesome. It was such a fun game to play.
Do you think beating RBC and, you know, taking Swanton to the limit, you know, everybody knew the next year that, you know, you wouldn't be able to take these, you know, they weren't going to be able to take RBR for granted your junior year?
Yeah. I think that, I mean, we had high expectations for junior year because of sophomore year. I think that, I mean, going to junior year, we were like, we just had an amazing season. Like, it was incredible. But I think, and especially with it ending with Jackson, you know, that was heartbreaking. Yeah. But
yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. One question I like to ask everybody, you know, especially to me, basketball, you know, you see improvement every year, but to me, sophomore to junior year is when you kind of see one of the biggest jumps. What was something you were looking to improve on from your sophomore to your junior year?
Well, I knew that Mia Conti, the previous starting center, was, since she was leaving, that I'd have to step up. And I think that it was really important for me to prove my, get better at my passing, because that's what JT uses me for the offense. And, you know, trying to rebound, because as an undersized center, it was important for me to be able to show myself on the boards, even though I'm shorter than most of the people I'm going to see. So, I definitely needed, that was something that I wanted to improve on for junior year.
You know, you talk, you know, your team pretty much is an undersized team. How, what, being undersized and going up against a Destiny, how, what was it with your matchups with them that you were able to take, you know, WOBM, yeah, they won by a little bit more. Taylor kind of went off, but in the Shore Conference quarterfinals, you know, you took them to the end. What is it with Manchester that brings, you know, brought such greatness out of your team?
I really think with Manchester, we were able to find the gaps in the guards on up top. And I think our guards did a great job for those games that we played them, because even though Destiny had 30, I tried my best to keep her off the boards. But even though she had 30, I think that, we got close. So I think that the guards really stepped up for those games.
Yeah, and, you know, Madola couldn't miss in the quarterfinals, which to me was which is good, because I was there all day. I saw all the quarterfinals, and every team struggles, you know, the really good three-point shooters, they struggle in that gym for some reason. And Madola, they had no issues. And the only team that didn't struggle, other team that didn't struggle, was St. Rose. So, that, you know, it was just impressive watching your team. You know, I know she wasn't, you know, basically your whole team was hitting three pointers against Manchester, which is good. And, you know, and I know it's frustrating on the other end when the other team, you're saying eventually they're going to miss a three pointer, but nope. To finish your junior year, you know, got to bring up the negative, the Jackson Liberty game. I know people who listen to all my interviews, they probably sound like a broken record. I didn't like that matchup for Red Bank Regional. I just I thought it was a bad matchup. But just talk that little game and, you know, disappointment end of the season, you know, like that.
Yeah, I think it really was heartbreaking. I think that we had high expectations, like I said, going into it, thinking, yeah, oh, we might go all the way. Like, you know, we are supposed to go, you know. I think that that's something, not that we were cocky, we were just like, you know, but we had a lot of players that we didn't have good games. It was just a bad game for us. And of course they had a great game. So when that combination, you know, didn't really go well, but it was so sad.
Yeah. And, you know, they're a tough team. You know, I was high on them, you know, especially Moore is such a talented, you know, player. And she's so hard to defend because she could do everything. Now, we're going to talk this season. I know we talked a little bit before, but did you think the season was going to happen?
I thought that if it did happen, that we would get shut down. And I was very sure that we would have like a 2-week period where we couldn't play. And I mean, I was scared because like senior year, like that would really stink.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so happy that it did, even with the shortened games, like less games.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I know, you know, people were, you know, sad that it was short season, but, you know, they did do a good job of, you know, getting a season out, and you know, the athletic directors and coaches did a great job of, you know, plugging games in, you know, if a game got canceled, you know, to try their best to get your 15 games. I remember what I was going to say early on, because RBR was the first school to shut down, right? And
yeah.
And I know in the off season they were strict, where, you know, a lot of teams enter these fall and summer leagues, and I don't, from my understanding, I don't think RBR was allowed. So that must have, you know, you're seeing everybody, you know, doing these leagues, but it must have felt good that, you know, whatever the first day of practice was, hey, you know, we're finally here, you know, and we're ready to go. What were some goals you had for, you know, this season?
Well, especially with COVID, like I said before, I just really think that all the seniors wanted to make the best of the season and stay healthy, because it could all be over in a second if one of us made a health mistake, you know, like going out or anything. We really just were staying and hung out with only each other, you know, that type of stuff. For like, we wanted to do that for each other, for so we could have a season. I think that was really important.
I saw that in soccer season 2, you know, the sacrifices you girls, you know, you girls are, you know, teenagers, girls, you know, go out and, you know, not just be cooped up, but the sacrifices, you know, your teammates made, you know, and it's not just your school, you know, a lot of the schools, it really says a lot about, you know, you kids, that, you know, you put the team before, you know, yourself, just to get through the season. You know, you don't want to be that one, you know, now we're shut down because we did something, you know, went somewhere I probably shouldn't have went, or something like that. So, you know, I give all you girls, you know, in the whole shore, kudos for that. I want to talk your relationships with, you know, Mia, Chloe, you know, Decker, you already spoke to, you know, Medola, and, you know, Cece, right? Cece's a senior too.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to talk about Caitlin, because you talked about how close your relationship is, but, you know, what is like your relationship with Teeter? You know, she's going to NYU, you know, great player. What's your relationship with her?
I mean, I'm just so proud of her for NYU and everything. I think that she's so close to my heart. I love her so much. Her and Amelia, especially playing. I mean, Amelia, I only played with her for 3 when she came.
Oh, yeah, she transferred in sophomore year, right?
Yeah. But either way, like, I still look at them both the same. Like, honestly, like, every practice just feels so normal and safe with them. And the games, we always hype each other up. And I honestly, yeah, I couldn't do it without them. It's a really great, I'm so blessed that I have the same group. Me and Mia are also really close. We're friends outside of basketball season 2. We're in like the same group. So I'm very close with her as well.
A lot of achievements this year for the team. First, what did it mean, you know, Chloe getting 1,000, what'd that mean for the program?
That was awesome. That was just to have her name on the banner. It was just, it's so inspirational for, you know, everyone to come up in the program, especially seeing all of those points, being there for all those points. It's just so crazy to believe it's been 4 years for us. And yeah.
And how is it watching, you know, Chloe and Amelia go, you know, basically every day, you know, the 3-point record?
That was awesome. Completely insane. I remember when we went crazy when it happened. I just love that for them. They deserve it more than anyone. So.
And how last one, Decker setting the assist, you know, I played point guard when I played. So, and obviously, you know, I'm a soccer guy. So to me, I really appreciate, you know, Caitlin setting the assist record, what, you know, being such a close friend and, you know, seeing her be the all time assist leader.
No, especially growing up with her and like being the one that she assists sometimes, like, you know, especially throughout middle school, she's just a great passer and all. And I'm just so honored to be able to grow up with her and be on the same team with her. I'm just so proud that she got that record.
Yeah, that's a record I like. Last question before we get, you know, start wrapping up. How does it feel? You know, like you said, you girls came in with JT. You know, your class is the class that, you know, put RBR on the map. You know, they got a lot of good young talent. Gardner, you know, freshman, and they got a couple good players coming in next year. You know, how does it feel? You know, your class is basically the class that's having the kids stay and go, you know, to the public school instead of going to the private school. How does that make you feel being a part of that?
I mean, it feels really nice. I mean, I think that when JT came here, I mean, I don't know if he expected it to end up like, I mean, he obviously he's great. He really encourages us. He makes us want to play for the team, not just for ourselves. And I know for me, he always encourages me, you know, to pass and shoot even when I'm off or when, you know, yeah. But
That's great. You up for some rapid fire questions before we start wrapping up?
okay.
All right, what's your favorite color?
Yellow.
Yellow? You were
Yeah.
the first person to say yellow. Usually I get blue.
Really?
Yeah, what's your favorite number?
Number seven.
7? Is that your number?
No, my number's 31, but if I could have seven, I would have seven.
Favorite TV show?
Stranger Things, definitely. No, Stranger Things. Girl.
Favorite movie?
I'm a Harry Potter fan,
Harry.
totally.
Okay. What's your favorite subject?
Subject? Oh gosh, probably English.
English? Okay. What's your favorite song? If you don't have a song, like a group or genre?
Probably my favorite song is like Good Days by SZA right now, or like, you know, pop music.
Okay. This last question for this. In your when you're not playing basketball, you're not at school, and what is something you enjoy to do with your free time?
Go see the sunset.
Oh.
Definitely. Hang out with friends. Read. Yeah, those are probably my big things.
I like the sunset. You're the first one to give me that. You know, I usually get the beach, you know, to friends, but that's a good one. Now, you know, you're going to college next year. What are some things like you're looking at for colleges, like location, size, that kind of stuff?
I'm definitely looking for a medium-sized college that's close-ish, you know. I don't want to go too far, preferably to stay on the East Coast. My dad would freak if I didn't went farther than like 4 hours. So I gotta stay in the range here.
Okay.
But yeah, good academics is definitely my number one thing right now. Just, I mean, I'm still waiting for a bunch of you know, decisions to come back. So I'll just see what happens with that.
I forgot what I was gonna say. I forgot what my next thing was. Had a follow-up there. Oh man, it'll probably come to me like later. Do you know what you want to do after school, after college? Any ideas?
Yeah, one of my ideas is probably teaching. I'm
Okay.
thinking of majoring in psychology, but I'm not sure yet for wherever I go. I definitely think, you know, I'm good with kids, and there's a lot of different things out there. I'm still trying to figure it out, but teaching's definitely one.
I remember my question. You got good grades?
Oh
Okay,
yeah.
good. How about, you know, teaching? You know, a lot of people say when they get in teaching, you know, it also draws them coaching. Ever think of coaching or at all or no?
Maybe,
Maybe.
maybe.
Okay.
That's an interesting thought. I never even thought of that. That's a, yeah, I'll definitely think about that.
I think I'm going to start asking. You're probably the first person I asked that to. I think maybe one other time, but I think I'm going to start asking that now.
No, yeah, you could. That's really gonna make me think. I've never even thought about that.
Yeah. Last question. What advice would you give your younger self?
Probably just to enjoy the ride. I really, when people say, oh my God, it goes by so fast, like, no, like it really goes by fast. And, you know, it really was a whirlwind the past 4 years for basketball. And, you know, never a dull moment, honestly. It's always working towards a goal of ours. So I think that just enjoy it.
Excellent. That's excellent advice. All right, Emma, I'll let you go. I know you got to get ready for practice, and you know, I wish you luck tomorrow. You know, I wish you luck in your future.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.